time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
And top of the morning to you. We're live in Las Vegas. As always, Mitch Moss along with Polly Howard with you for the next 3 hours. Polly is back at the VSiN studio at the South Point Sportsbook. In about an hour from right now, we will talk UFC bets and get the best bets from Jordan Sherwood. He hosts the main event on ESPN West Palm Beach coming up in about 60 minutes with him. I want to ask him in the main event on Saturday night, which fighter does the 25-foot octagon at the Apex Center benefit the most? I think he's going to have a good answer to that. Plenty to go over today, recapping the NHL and the NBA. And we better enjoy it while we can, right, Paul? Because we only have 2 days of this left now, we've had since August 3rd last Monday. I remember going back about 2 weeks ago when I had a sit down with my wife and I said, look, I mean, sports are fully back at this point. What I'm going to need from you is approximately 13 hours of silence every single day for the next 2 weeks. If you can do that, that'd be great. And I only have like 2 more days of that, Paul. So
did she cooperate?
Oh, she's been terrific.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
yeah, she's been dynamite. She's been really good.
Good.
Yeah, knows her role.
Good.
She knows her role.
Well, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Right. 10 years. 10 years. Good for you. I know Vaccaro had the over under 1.5. So you made it 10
yes,
years.
Did.
So they get standing ovation for the NBA. Because tomorrow doesn't count because the games don't mean anything. But this is the best day of the regular season in the association because everything comes down to the 8 and the 9 and a win and end situation. Maybe for Portland coming up. Depends what happens earlier. But it's just the scoring, the stories, the Suns, T.J. Warren, Booker, Luka, Lillard, back-to-back 50-point games. I mean, it's had everything. And not to mention waking up and having basketball every day by like 10 or 11 in the morning as well. So 7 games today, and then you have the play-in game Saturday. If the 8 loses, another one on Sunday. The playoffs start Monday between no positives. And I was wrong. I thought there would be shenanigans here. I was concerned about the behavior. I was concerned it wasn't a true bubble because the workers were allowed to go home. A-plus to the NBA. Adam Silver, the setup, the quality of play, the scoring. You mentioned how you're doing so well betting and taking advantage of all the crazy line moves and who's in, who's out, and we got plenty of that today. But it's just been an amazing job that the NBA has done, and they might say, hey, and this, I mean, the NFL has to take a look at this because the NHL and the NBA have had so much success, and I think the NBA wants to go with 3 bubbles to start the next season. But I am shocked and blown away by the quality of play, no positives, no issues other than Lou Williams getting a dance and getting the pepper, the chicken wings. Other than that, it's been just 100%, A+.
Yep. Totally agree. And the betting opportunities, again, and I know our buddy Doug Kazarian was tweeting about this last night. So this is now at least back-to-back games where the Nuggets have said, yeah, we're not going to play our starters in the fourth quarter. Now, they actually gave the Lakers a run for their money a couple of nights ago and almost won that game when LeBron and Anthony Davis, when they were on the court the entire fourth quarter, and the Lakers were playing as if they needed the game for some reason. And last night, same thing. Malone announced, not going to play my guys. So if you were paying attention to the betting numbers at that time against the Nuggets, the Nuggets played them well for 3 quarters. What was it? The Clippers outscored them 34 to 19 in the fourth quarter. So in-play wagering to begin the fourth quarter for the Clippers to win the game outright, to lay a pretty decent number at that point. You know, they won by 13. That's now 7-0 to the over for Denver, by the way.
Yeah.
But just little nuggets like that. And now I was all day long, and we'll touch on this a little bit later on, but all day long yesterday, last night, I could not wait to see what the Spurs number was going to be. I wanted to see if the books were going to be a little bit, because the Jazz basically announced yesterday.
Well, they did. The Jazz
tweeted away.
The Jazz tweeted it out.
Yep, I know.
No Conley, no Gobert, and Moutier is questionable. They tweeted that in the afternoon. Wait till you get to the Celtics coming up. But right. I mean, that exactly right about what that number is going to be. And then Bet Rivers, late afternoon, put up Portland 9. And then they took it down because, all these teams could lose because they're the late game coming up as well. So, yeah, good point there. And now all the playoff matchups are set. Everything is set now based on what happened. The Clippers get the 2. Welcome in, Follow the Money, VSiN, Paulie and Mitch Moss, the Sports Betting Network. Everything is set now. We're talking about the NBA playoffs and coming up and what happened last night. Explain the move in the OKC game, where OKC was a 3.5-point favorite while we were on the air. Miami goes off a 4-point choice, and they blow a 22-point lead with 10 minutes left. How about
that
move?
I mean, that was another humongous move. That was just that's, I think, probably the fifth or sixth game at least in the last probably 4 or 5 days where it moved with that big of a, you know, the number from one way to the other. And then, again, how did they blow the game, though?
Yeah.
How did that happen last night?
Yeah. Wow.
And if you actually laid it with the Heat, you're looking good. Or actually, I should take that back. If you grab the number with the Heat before it swung and they were the favorites, you were looking tremendous in the game last night. And then you all of a sudden had this humongous sweat and OKC wins it late.
Mm-hmm. That's also a bad landing spot for the books as well.
Yes, it is.
That's right. Right. So the Thunder now are in the 4-5 matchup. Isn't this great? Westbrook against the Thunder. But when will Westbrook play? As he's out Friday, he didn't play yesterday, and they don't know his status and when he'll be ready for the playoffs. So that's a great matchup as well, along with Denver and Utah and the Clippers and the Mavs. And we'll find out who the Lakers play. And then everything's locked up in the East with what happened yesterday. That was very surprising that the Pacers took out Houston. And then they made it look interesting late. They gagged and almost spit up a big lead. But that was easy. So now we love this, right? We'll play the Clips all next week. We get Butler against Warren after he shut him down again. Earlier in the week, they play Friday. Doesn't mean anything. But we get Butler against Warren, and I love the Heat in that matchup. The Heat are 3-0 this year against the Pacers, and Jeff Sherman on Tuesday at the Westgate made Miami about a 250 series favorite in the 4-5.
Wow, yeah. People are going to bet the Heat in the series, obviously, if the number was right. So when Jeff said it was 450, I was like, or 250, I was like, they're probably making that the right number just because the matchup problems are right there for the Pacers, no question. The Heat are going to be dangerous in the playoffs. I mean, that could be, you know, very obvious to a lot of people, but they could be dangerous too. I think they could be dangerous to Philadelphia if they ever had to play them. I think if they get the Bucks, obviously, in the second round, they'd be absolutely dangerous to them. Don't forget, again, they blew that game in the bubble when they were up by 23 in the second half, gave that one away. So they're good. They have all the parts. I mean, the shooting that they have on that team, Duncan Robinson along with Tyler Hero. Hero doesn't miss. He had 30 points last night. He's 100%. Both guys are 100% from the line in the bubble.
Yep. We'll run it all down coming up, but this is going to be great because it's kind of like the Premier League or like week 17 in the NFL, where it's only a couple games, but you have those two games going at the same time with the Grizzlies and the Suns playing at the same time. And then you got that triple header on TV, and then Portland sits around and waits till 6 o'clock with the night game. So it's cool. You get LeBron James playing at 10:30 in the morning, even though it doesn't mean anything, but it's just been great job by the NBA, and they're going to go out with a bang tonight. And how about the bubble awards? How good is this? They go, who's the MVP, do you think? Is it Lillard? I mean, I know he missed the free throws to cost him a game, but what's he averaging, 38 or whatever it is in the bubble? Luka put up video game numbers. I would lean Booker, though, because they're 7-0. Who's the MVP of the bubble?
To me, it's between two guys that you mentioned, Lillard or Booker. I mean, if the Suns go 8-0, and sneak into this 8-9 playoff matchup.
Yep.
How do you not give it to Booker at that point? Although Lillard has been, I saw globally, Lillard was $1.25. He was the favorite.
Oh, interesting.
To actually win it. It has to be between one of those two. I think if the Mavericks had won more games, you know, Luka would be in the mix. But right? I mean, who else would have a case? Harden?
Luka.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, Luka's putting up 30, 15, and 10 every night.
Outside of those top three. Yeah. Anybody else? You can't, Warren? No, after the first three or four games, sir. But at this point, no.
Yeah. That's good. And I know Tim Reynolds, who covers the league, had a great tweet. As far as the coach of the year in the bubble, the best coach, whoever calls the fewest amount of timeouts on Friday. Let's get the hell out of here. What they're doing. I mean, that's great. Yeah, and now, as far as the NBA, we'll get to all that coming up as well and everything's set, and we'll run down all the scenarios as the guys put together great graphics. But right behind it, though, is the NHL, and nothing's better than playoff hockey, and they always deliver. And the one concern I had was all the penalties. We'll get to the Islander game in a second. But that was a day we'll never forget. From 8 a.m. to 10 at night, And when are you going to get playoff hockey on a Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning, right? With what happened with the Tampa game. But all those games and all the one-goal games, and again, you get double overtime right off the bat. Bergeron had a great line afterwards. Well, we talked about in the dressing room, we didn't want to play five overtimes. It's like, guys, let's try to wrap this one up quick. So he scores in the second overtime. And the demise of the Boston Bruins has been greatly exaggerated. Huge win. They played well. Rask let in a couple soft goals. I'm still concerned about the power play, but I think they'll fix it. And that's a big win for the Bruins, who have now won seven in a row against Carolina. Swept them last year in the conference finals. I know Carolina didn't play their best game, but a great win for Boston. They are now minus 360 in some spots, adjusted series price. And because of the scheduling, what happened with the Tampa game, they come right back tonight and do game two. Great job by the Bruins.
Yep, that was a really good game.
Yes, it was.
I know what you're saying. Carolina, maybe not their best game, obviously, of this whole bubble play, because they were so good against the Rangers. But I think this is going to be a fun series. And, you know, we talked to people about this, and a lot of people are trying to make the case for Carolina, saying that Boston, no, they might have some problems here. And, you know, the fact that they wanted to see the Bruins actually wake up, well, they did yesterday. They did. They woke up, I thought, right away in that game. And they are obviously going to be, I mean, very dangerous. They're not going to be an easy out whatsoever. And you know, the people that said, don't overreact to the three performances in the bubble, they're probably onto something.
Yeah, and Carolina had that time off. They looked rusty. And the thing, still, Boston, the second best power play in the league, they're 0-13 in the bubble on the power play. But again, they got that first line going. Pasternak scored. Things are good in Pastaville. And Bergeron, how about the final goal, Mitch? Could you believe that? We are seeing some strange... When we played Sega Genesis NHL 94, we used to call it a manual goalie mistake. I mean, you are seeing some huge mistakes by goalies. And Mrazek's played well. But it's like the Vasilevsky, where the puck's over here. Again, he's staring. This is the center of the goal, right? I mean, this is the goal in overtime. He's off his edge. He's off his angle. He's like, hey, he's giving the corner of the net to Bergeron. Thank you very much. We lead the series. Could you believe that? He goes way over to the left and gives him the right side of the goal. It leaves it wide open. And Bergeron puts it in, and that's it. That's all she wrote. I couldn't believe it. He comes way over.
Yep. It's funny that you brought that up, because I thought of NHL 94 yesterday on Sega Genesis, because there was a goal, and I should have written it down. There was a goal in one of the games that reminded me of why I was such a juggernaut with Buffalo, the Sabres, with Alexander Mogilny.
Yes.
Couldn't stop me. Would go around the net every single time. The lefty, whoosh, get out of the way, score five or six goals every single game.
Yeah.
But there was a team that scored that like that last night. A couple of other things, though, by the way. The degree of luck or difficulty on that save by Carey Price.
Oh! Save of the year. I've never seen that before.
I don't think I have either.
I've never seen that. How does he do that? He puts the stick out and he happens to get it? I thought the guy was going to take the slap shot to the grill. I thought this guy's going to get hit in the head. He winds up right in front of the net to take a slap shot, and I thought he just missed the net. That's one of the best saves I've ever seen. How does he do that?
Certainly a little bit of luck to that. I mean, he happened to put the stick right exactly where the puck was going to be at that point, coming probably at him at point blank range at 100 miles an hour, you know, and it happened to hit it and deflect it and went over the net. But I mean, still, he's laying down like he's ready to take a nap.
He was stacking the pads, anticipating a shot, and it was a great pass. And the net's wide open, and he just puts the stick out and happens to hit it. That was nuts. Hart was phenomenal as well. So that was a good game. And goals are going to be tough to come by in that series. The Flyers didn't play well. They looked nervous, and they were thoroughly outplayed in the second period. But did a much – how about they got lucky. How about Lehkonen? On a 2-on-0, he falls down. How about that? He loses his edge. He's got a 2-on-0. He wipes out. What a break for the Flyers, but they got the power play goal finally. And now what's Montreal and Philly combined, like 1 in 30 coming in. It was 0-23 combined. But here's the thing, and this is going to be my takeaway from several games and series. There's going to have to be, you can't beat Price clean. And I don't know if they can beat Hart clean either. It's got to be deflection, screen, power play, beautiful pass, 2-on-1, a turnover in your own zone, something like that, as you just saw the three goals that were scored in that game. It's going to be hard to beat these guys with a legitimate goal. They're so good, and they're all locked in. So Good win for the Flyers. It's going to be a tough series. I'm shocked at how Montreal's playing. I mean, I know they said it on the broadcast yesterday. I mean, this is the 24th best team. Out of all the teams here that were sent into the bubble, this is the worst team. And like Mike Palm said, well, maybe we make too much of it, but I can't get over the fact that they couldn't beat the Detroit Red Wings. But you know, it's playoff hockey. You get a hot goalie, anything can happen, just like ask Arizona and what Kemper's doing. So good win for the Flyers. A lot of things they can clean up. Still, the big guns haven't played well, but that's a game that they needed to have. Now, the other one, you got to be very concerned about the Capitals, and you really have to like what the Islanders are doing. Number one, the Islanders continue to take bad penalties, and that's how Florida did most of their damage, even though they took them out in four. But both Washington goals were on the power play. And if the Islanders continue to score like this, they can make a deep run, and watch out, because they're so good defensively. So they are down 2-0, and this is what happens when you get power play after power play and you can't cash in. They blew it. And then what might have been the worst goal in the bubble, the wrist shot from just inside the blue line that Holtby whiffs on completely changed the game, changed the entire game. The Islanders kept, and there were 17 penalties in the game yesterday as well. And the first period was crazy with all the fights and all the penalties. These teams can't stand each other. But they kept killing off these penalties, and the Capitals couldn't put them away. And then the soft goal, and that wakes up the Islanders, and they take them out 4-2. So they win the game. Holtby looks terrible. The other goal with the giveaway, with the confusion with Ovechkin, was a high school goal. And then you lose Backstrom. So, and the other thing is, you can't pull Holtby because the backups never played in a game because Samsonov's out. So that's another thing they have to worry about. But this is a great story with the Islanders. But again, if the Islanders stay out of the box, which is a big if, how they're calling this, don't take silly penalties, and this team's going to be dangerous. Great win for the Islanders.
That's 2-0 Capitals late second period. And I'm glad on the broadcast, the crew on the game said exactly what you just said right there. They did not give Holtby a break. They said, oh, come on, what are you doing here?
That's terrible.
That is a puck that you absolutely have to stop. How do you lose that? It's coming right at you. You cannot allow that one to go in. So then they cover the reverse puck line, Islanders, and now they swing from, you know, plus 130 before that game. Now I saw like minus 170 in that territory last night. And then I will ask you this, Paul. Also concerning for the Blues, Bennington and their third period woes. I mean, look at the rundown now in the bubble. They have blown all four games basically in the third period. They had a 1-0 lead against the Avalanche. How'd that go? Well, they gave up one to tie it at one apiece at about the 6-minute mark. And then at the buzzer, Colorado got them. The Vegas game was ridiculous. What VGK and this offensive machine did. Now they're down 4-3 in the third. Doesn't matter. And they took apart Bennington in that game. That was 6-4 the final. The Stars game, same exact thing. Goal late by the Stars. We go to overtime. He allows another one in OT. They lose to the Stars. And last night, it's 2-2. Yep. And Bennington, what is this? Vancouver had how many shots on goal last night? They had 22 shots on goal, and they won 5-2. Three of them coming in the third period.
They're on fire. They are great offensively. He's not the same goalie he was in the regular season, and certainly not the guy who made the postseason run. As defending champs are in trouble here, and Vancouver is hot, 4 in a row, and they are taking it. I mean, the Wild and the Blues are no joke defensively. So this is scary what Vancouver's doing. So that and good job by Ian Cameron, who liked the Canucks and the over as well. But you have to be concerned about St. Louis, no doubt about it. And maybe, as Mike Palm said yesterday, he thinks Hart could be this year's Bennington. About me, who cares about the lack of playoff experience and big game experience? He certainly was up to the task yesterday. And I'll tell you what, it might take an act of God for Arizona to score. I mean, our friends on the East Coast, can you help us out? What's the adjusted series price on Colorado now? I mean, at no point watching that game did I think Arizona was going to score. Shots on goal, 40-14. And then the Avalanche put in three quick ones in 90 seconds. Oh, I mean, and Kemper standing on his head. But that the puck's in the Arizona end for most of the game. And it's just, I don't know how they're going to score. I said it before the series, and now you watch it. And this is something we have to take advantage of. And a good job here. I know it's all over the East Coast. We're behind the times out here. But the Westgate has it. You got to look at team totals. I don't know how, if they put up a 2.5, maybe it's a 2. I don't see how Arizona scores. It's just a complete mismatch here.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if you were watching that game, had a bet on it with either side, and you just said, oh, God, scoreless here. I got to go to the bathroom. I got to, you know, get a soda, whatever.
That's
you,
right.
You run to the kitchen. You come back 3-0. It was nothing.
That's
it
right.
was scoreless when I left 20 seconds ago. I mean,
that's
come
right.
on.
That's right. Yep. Are you tired of grinding out playthrough after playthrough to collect your sportsbook bonus money? Bet Rivers, baby. Stop being a grinder and start earning your bonus money the simple way at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. All bonus money can be yours for only one-time playthrough. It's that simple. Play it once and it's yours. You'll earn bonus points with every bet you make, and you can easily redeem those points for free bets. Sign up now. Get a $250 match on your first deposit. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Download the BetRivers Sportsbook app today. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. The other thing, updated top 10. The Islanders and Capitals are combined 9-0. In the bubble, no goal in the first 10. 9-0 combined. We'll come right back with that one tomorrow. Chicago 4-1, goal in the first 10. Vancouver now 4-1. There's the some updated first 10 with what's happened so far in the bubble.
I have no idea still how the Bruins and Hurricanes game went over a goal and a half in the first period.
Vicious beat.
I have no idea how that happened. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. We'll run down the bad beats and more of the line moves. Coming up next in Win Some, Lose Some. Sports are back in full swing, and now is the time to get in on the action. If you're in New Jersey, Iowa, or Indiana, PointsBet is the best sports book for all your favorite sports. See for yourself. They're faster, easier app with faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards. As always, PointsBet is offering tons of promotions bettors actually care about, like no juice spreads on NBA regular season games. So you have two more days to take advantage of that. Download the PointsBet app today and start betting with a 100% deposit match up to $250. Sign up with the code VSIN250, deposit250 to get an extra $250 in bonus bets. Again, that's VSIN250, $100 minimum deposit. Must be present in Indiana, New Jersey, or Iowa and over 21. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. PointsBet, stay sharp. It's time now for Win Lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
A moose yesterday in soccer. It gets there for Nigel. But if you had under 3 or under 2.5 in the Champions League match with PSG, at Atlanta leads 1-0. How about a goal in the 90th and 93rd minute? 2-1 PSG. Also, they score in the 90th minute. You'll think, okay, there's only a couple minutes of added time. Draw was plus 260. No Zidi there either. Oh, what a horrible loss. That's a tough way to go out after a great season like that and make it a deep run. Now, Heat money, I don't know. Again, it opened. They were catching 3.5. They went off a 4-point favorite, however you want to go here. But Heat money line. Heat laying 1, 2, 3. I always got to get the best number I know, but they're up 22 with 10 minutes. They lost the game.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was in play. William Hill didn't get back to me. They led by 22 with 10 minutes and lost the game. Incredible.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think. Yeah, the in play, it actually may have been off the board.
Yeah, because the Mavs were 16-1 against the Jazz when it was the third quarter and they were getting killed.
Third quarter.
Yeah, this was 10 minutes left. Mariners plus $1.10, led 4-2 in the eighth. They got beat. Islanders Capitals under 5.5. I mean, those are two cagey matchup when they play. It's scoreless in the second period. What happened there? Yeah. Bad for the books. White Sox, a winner for Mitch. 110 up to 130. Beat the Tigers 7-5. Diamondbacks Rockies over 11.5 to 12.5. 13-7 final. Ooh, the A's plus 115 went off the favorite. Beat the Angels 8-4 and avoided the sweep. Pacers from 8.5 down to 6.5. Beat the Rockets by 4. Lose some and also bad for the books. Well, yeah, Heat plus 3.5. Went off a 4-point choice. They lost by 1. So how fast it moved, I don't know. But it was strange that you saw that much movement on the game.
Yep.
And they blow the lead. Also, they pounded the under, which was no good. At points bet, it opened 227. Closed as low as 219.5. 116 to 115. Win some. How about this, Mitch? This is a Dottie's, which is a local gambling spot here in town. They're all over. Have a look, Mitch.
Whoa.
Have a look. The guy's playing $5, which is $25 a push normally. But he's playing, I don't know, he's playing something crazy where he's playing $200 a push. Fully loaded, it's $250 a push. So he's bet $200 every time he hits the button, the deal draw button. But in any event, look at that. He holds the jack. That's it.
Oh.
And a Royale with cheese for $160,000. And that's the great thing about living here, that I know so many bartenders, and if somebody hits something like this, it just spreads like wildfire. They just text you, oh, I'll show this. Look what this guy did. Look what this guy did. He holds the jack. $160,000 at Dottie's. Incredible.
I mean, we have to find out exactly what kind of game this is. I mean, not that I'm going to go rush over and play this for $200 a push, obviously, anytime soon.
Bobby Dance.
But you're right.
Yep.
He'll know. He'll absolutely know. The only Royal Flush I've ever hit in my entire life out here in Las Vegas, I held two.
Yep. Okay. What do you got here, guys? Surprise me. 181. At the dot, we got a new one here. He's just looking at it. Get this out of here. Now, that's how you eat food, right? Ah, the hell with the bowl. I just flip it over and eat it off the food, off the floor. That's incredible. Very good.
turns into a vacuum cleaner.
Very
All
good.
Right.
Oh, we got a cinnamon bun today, Mitch. Blue. Yeah. Going
well,
right
in. And we have suspenders. We've got a pair of pants on him.
He's all dressed up. Oh, no. Oh, no. They gave him
a
rose.
This one.
Hey, he's eating a rose.
Yeah, the rose petals.
Jeez. Blue. At Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. At Pauly Does Vegas. Also, great job by Bet Rivers. You can bet Sugar Sean O'Malley to win within 60 seconds Saturday. Pays 13-1. Bet Rivers offered that, yeah.
Love this stuff. Up next, today's hockey card and updated series prices here on Follow the Money. Don't miss out on the action this upcoming football season. You can now enter the Westgate Super Contest, the Circa Sports Million, and the brand new Circa Survivor with the help of footballcontest.com. This proxy service has been helping people play for more than a decade, and all you have to do is sign up in person. Then they will submit your picks throughout the entire year. Sign up today at footballcontest.com/VSIN. That's footballcontest.com/VSIN. So, Paulie, out of the gates today right away. Mm-hmm. Again, we get this game two. Blue Jackets and Lightning, and this is a game, of course, that less than 48 hours ago, the puck dropped at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, and it went for more than 6 hours. They played 5 overtimes. The opener here that I saw, the Lightning, about $1.70 in the game, total of 5. And series prices are not all over the map on this one, but they are certainly different in Las Vegas compared to back east. For example, DraftKings is $5. Yeah. And out here in Las Vegas, Westgate has the Lightning 6. Same with Will Hill. Circa's about a minus 580 on the series price.
Very surprised with that because that was a close game. Obviously, could have gone either way. And thanks to Darren and Andrew, DraftKings only has Colorado $6. They opened up a $3 favorite, and they dominated game one, and they're only $6. Tampa wins in 5 overtimes, and they're the same price. And what happened last year as well. And then Vegas.
Sure.
Vegas is $9 out here. You got to bet 90 to win 10 on Vegas to win the series now, adjusted series price. But this is a fascinating handicap. What does Columbus have in the tank? Three of their last four games have gone to overtime. They played the equivalent of six games in the last 6 days. You imagine you put Corposalo back in there. I mean, now Elvis is banged up as well. I mean, he set the record for saves with 85. Can he do it again? And to me, he's going to have to. Because going in, I'm like, how is Columbus going to score? Right? This isn't Toronto, as Dennis Bernstein said. Toronto doesn't play defense. Well, Tampa's the real deal. Plus, of what the embarrassment of what happened last year. Well, look at what happened in game one. They play five overtimes. Columbus scores two goals. One of them was a total fluke. A turnover in their own end and a double deflection to beat Vasilevsky. So I like the Columbus team total under 2.5 goals minus 150 at the Westgate. I don't see how they're scoring. Now, what does Tampa have in the tank? I mean, I don't know. This is not only do they have to come right back, they're the early game today.
I know.
Which you think they could tinker with the schedule too and help these guys out and do them a favor. But 151 shots on goal, the record last game one. 23 players played 40 minutes or more. Jones had the record with 65 minutes. I mean, Tortorella's all too cool for school, but it's, you know, what'd you tell him after the game? Rest up, be ready for game two. Okay, thanks, coach.
Yep.
This has got to catch up with them at some point. I mean, you play all these overtime games and you play a grueling series against Toronto. Tampa well rested. You know, I know what happened in game one, but I mean, I don't know. It should go on. Now, they haven't noticed. They're not even screwing around. They've already dropped the game total to five. So,
yep. They never even bothered putting the hook on that number.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm watching the NBC sports broadcast yesterday throughout the entire day with these games. And a couple of the guys on one of the games previewing the series said that, you know what? They're pros. They're not going to be affected. Neither team will be affected by what happened in game two. Maybe he's right. And if he is right, though, maybe later on in the series, Paulie catches up with them. Right. Because I think, you know, it's natural to, you can, for example, here'd be my analogy. You can go with 3 or 4 hours sleep. A lot of people can go for three or four hours of sleep for one night and maybe even two nights in a row. But what happens when you do that for the third or fourth night? Does it start to finally catch up with you? And some guys are born like that, where that's all they need.
Well,
but
humans,
eventually, like on Thursday, it's like, okay, I'm dead tired now. Now I got to sleep for like 9 hours coming up tonight. It catches up with you.
Yep.
But they were pretty adamant saying, nah, they're not. Okay. Well, how many teams have ever played a five overtime game? Come on.
I know. Yeah. You know, everything Columbus is going through. So, I mean, going in, I just don't think they have the firepower to keep up with Tampa. But
that's fair.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they come out there sloppy. I don't know. To me, it should be like in the Boston Carolina to me. I mean, you lost, but I thought that was the right play. That should have gone under. That was ridiculous. The Rask first goalie let up was a joke. And then you get that. I mean, that should have been, and that cost me big because all the other three games stayed under in the first period. But that was, that this first period should go under and it should be a low scoring game. And now, under for the five is difficult because 2-2, you go to overtime. 2-2, rather, it's a push, but I don't know, it's a tough one. Now, the Knights, and I correct me if I'm wrong on the East Coast. I think this is only available in Nevada, but I'll come right back with what Mike Palm played. No goal in the first 5 minutes. Nose minus 160. I like that as well, and you just see how Vegas dominated game one. And, I mean, that was ugly. How Vegas took them out, no problem. Good job by the NHL. It's the afternoon game now. But Vegas has won all four games, and they've covered the puck line in all four. So they're getting beat up here in town with all the Knights money.
Well,
and they're 2-10.
They are. And
yep.
I was going to say, sorry to cut you off. The difference is here, and we've talked about this a lot in the last couple of years when legalized sports gambling became a thing, obviously, back east and other states. But look at this now. As you pointed out, here in Las Vegas, they're a $9 favorite. That's it. Westgate and William Hill. Circa has them only 725. On the East Coast, DraftKings minus 670. So the Blackhawks there plus 465. Out here in Las Vegas, 6-1 at some spots to actually come back and win this thing.
Leonard's been great, too. I mean, you can't play Fleury. You can't put him in. No. I don't want this rotation garbage. Leonard's got to be the guy now until you play the hot hand and he's the better goalie, period. But I know Chicago finally played a first period under, and that was scoreless. And then the Knights turned it on the second and the third period. But the Blackhawks couldn't muster much in that game one.
Yeah, and it's not like they really came out with their hair on fire in game one either.
Yeah.
Like they were kind of lethargic, I thought. I think that probably changes here for game two in the afternoon. They're going to come out, I think, with a little bit more fire in this game. How about the other games then coming up later on?
Justin, series price, the Bruins are minus 360 now. They're $1.40 here in game two, 5.5 the total. I don't know. This one's tough. But again, you have to be encouraged with what happened if you're a Boston fan. The big guns finally showed up. The first line played well. You're 0 of 13 on the power play. They will fix that. That won't continue. Rask will play better. He struggled in the couple games. He'll get better. So I know Carolina will probably say the same thing. But you have to like – because the Bruins, I think, will get better every game. So that was big for Boston to get that one in overtime. And I don't know what to make of the total. I don't know. I have no opinion on the total. But – I just think this is ridiculous here. Everyone was dismissing the Bruins and giving. I mean, look at the regulars. Look at the points. The Bruins had 100 points before the shutdown, and Carolina had 81. And you're giving me $1.40 series price?
I might look at Bruins team total over 2.5 goals. By the way, make sure you're ready for the action. Sign up for First Bet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Use the promo code Vegas500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. Visit first.com/bet for more information. 1st.com/BET. Again, that's first.com/bet. Promo code is Vegas500. Up next, we'll do top five, bottom five teams, ROI and ATS.
All right, we're back, baby. The Follow the Money Sports Restart subscription offer with major sports back in action. It's the perfect time to experience everything VSiN. We created the Sports Restart Special. As an intro to VSiN, you have access to everything we offer from now through September 21st. You receive daily email updates with recaps of the best bets from the guests and host, Point Spread Weekly, which is phenomenal, the digital sports betting magazine, 24/7 access to our live video stream to watch every program, and all the special sports betting guides, including that great hockey guide that Andy McNeil put together. Perfect way to see what VSiN has to offer and how our experts can help improve your sports betting experience every day. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today and get in on the special offer before it expires. VSiN.com/subscribe. Here for the first time since March, it's time for Step Your Game Up. Top, bottom, baby. How about that? This goes into yesterday, entering yesterday, Major League Baseball. Top ROI. You're up 7 units and change on the Rockies and the Orioles. Tigers plus 563. Marlins plus 544. And then the Cubbies, who won again. Colorado's also on that list. Colorado's number one, but the Cubbies at the bottom on that list, and they won as well. The worst ROI, the Pirates, down 8 units and change. That is ugly. Every $100 bet on the Pirates every game, you're down 8 units, $800.
I think they've only played 16 games.
Oh, God. Hideous.
That's really bad.
Look at the Astros. Kind of difficult sense when you don't know what's coming. Where's your trash cans now, tough guy? Minus 636. Angels down 5 units and change. The Mets down almost 5 units. The Red Sox, that's now 528 after getting beat yesterday. And the Reds, the sexy pick, along with the White Sox at the bottom as well. Best ROI pitchers. Webb's up 6 units. How about that? Wrong Webb. It's the Webb for San Francisco. Cobb with Baltimore, plus 5 units. Cueto, plus 434. Singer with Kansas City, plus 430. And Turnbull with Detroit, plus $4. Top overs. Castillo with the Reds. All 4 starts have gone over. Likewise with Mad Bum, Gonzalez, Sheffield, and McCullers. All three of their starts have gone over. And something Mike Palm talked about yesterday, how about the umps? Covers.com does a great job with this. Home teams, Jerry Meals behind home plate. Home teams are 5-0 straight up. You got to be bleeping me, Wegner. 3-0 with Mark Wegner. And novice, Jose Navas, 3-0. Overs, Chris Siegel, 4-0. All four games behind the dish have gone over. And then Wegner and novice also 3-0 with those overs for the umpires. Follow that stuff closely. And always you can click on that. And covers.com does an excellent job with all that information.
All right, NBA, top five, bottom five teams will go first quarters, halves, and full games here. The best first quarter team so far in the bubble with only one game remaining. These are updated from yesterday's games, actually. The Heat now 6-1. They did it again. They scored 42 points in the first quarter, so they've been coming out of the gates quickly, obviously, every single one of these games. Thunder dropped to 5-2 along with the Spurs, Blazers, Nets. I am looking for a Spurs first quarter and first half number today against the Jazz. I want to see what that's going to look like. Bottom five first quarter teams. Clippers, after last night, now 1-5-1. Bucks. How about the Bucks, Lakers? Clippers on the top of the list here for the first quarter in the bubble. Yikes. 2-5 for the Bucks and Lakers. Same with the Grizzlies and Magic. Your top first, top five first half teams. The Spurs are 7-0, Paul.
Wow.
ATS in the first half.
Oh. I didn't even pay attention to some of this stuff. Shame on me. I wasn't even thinking about it. Wow.
The Blazers, 6-1, playing tonight against the Nets. Thunder, now 4-3. Raptors, Pacers also on the list. Bottom five, worst teams, ATS in the first half for the bubble. Grizzlies, 1-6. I do not want this team to be in the play-in game. I do not want an 8-9 matchup to have Memphis.
No.
Get out of there. The Bucks need to win this game.
Yeah, I know. They catch a big break, too.
They do.
Freaks suspended, and who knows, Milwaukee even going to play anybody.
Yep, 76ers. Well, now they're 2-4-1. Wizards are 2-5. And the Nuggets, they're on the list. They actually bumped up one last night. They had the lead at halftime. They're now 3-4. Full game ATS. The Phoenix Suns, as you know, 7-0 straight up, 7-0 ATS.
Beautiful.
The Spurs are 5-2. They're also 5-2 to the under. The Raptors, well, they were 5-1 entering last night's game, and they eventually came home. What about that game with the backups playing? Again,
crazy.
They have some good guys off the bench.
Did you see a guy at, was it points bet? Some guy bet 25,000 on the Raptors in play when they were down 10. Well, what a strange bet that was. Nobody played. And they came all the way back to win. So now, yes, 6-1.
That Boucher has been terrific. The kid that played at Oregon, back-to-back games now. The Nets, 5-2, full game ATS.
How about that?
Celtics, 5-2 straight up, but only 3-3-1 ATS. Your bottom five teams ATS.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, now this is just, I mean, come on. Good call by you, by the Wizards. You had them under 1.5 wins. They're 0-7 straight up. They're 1-6 ATS.
Yeah, they're 0-7 straight up. As you mentioned, five of the losses are by 11 or more. I mean, thanks for checking in, guys.
Mm-hmm. Good idea by the NBA to invite them.
Yeah, how about this? We haven't talked about it. I know you sent this to me. The Wizards have dropped below Charlotte in the standings, who were not invited.
Yeah.
How about that? What a joke.
Funny. Yep. Memphis 1-6 straight up, 1-6 ATS. Pelicans.
Yeah.
Good story, fellas. Way to play. Way to show up.
Yeah.
2-5 straight up and ATS. The Kings, same thing. 2-5 straight up, 3-4 ATS. Utah and the Magic, each 3-4 ATS. Your best over under teams, the Nuggets after last night, now 7-0 to the over. Blazers, 6-1. That total today against the Nets is 236. I think the Blazers are averaging 124 points a game. Nets are averaging 118.
Yep.
It's going to depend on how you grade this, but Celtics 5-1-1 to the over. Mavs 5-2. Their games are going to the moon. Bucks, Jazz, Suns, all 5-2 to the over. And your best under teams before last night, now the Raptors, you can give them, they went over. But they were either 4-1-1 or 5-0-1 before that game last night.
That's a winner. You're talking about the Celtic game? No, that's a winner. That opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 4-point move. You got to go with the opener, not the closing number.
Right. Yep. Pelicans, right, again, they came in. Hey, it's going to be every game in the 230s, maybe 240s. They're 6-1 to the under. Grizzlies 5-2, and the Rockets were 4-2 to the under as well. So there you go. There's top five, bottom five.
Feels good.
Feels good to have it back.
Yes, it does. First time since March. Ooh, can't believe it. Rusty, you guys ready? Scenarios? How good is this today? Let's start with the scenarios. 117. Here's what's on the line today in the bubble with these four teams fighting it out here. And then the let's start with Portland. Portland gets the 8 seed with a win or losses by Memphis, Phoenix, and San Antonio. So you're telling me there's a chance. Very important to get the 8, though. Again, if you're the 8, the 9 has to beat you 2 in a row. And they play the first game Saturday. Portland gets the 9 with combined 2 losses from Phoenix, San Antonio, or Memphis. And they're laying 9, and they're the late game tonight. Although some places took it off the board because who knows what happens if some of these teams get beat, though, how Portland will treat it. But I still think they go out hard and they want to get the 8. So that's Portland. Now, I'm with you, Mitch. I don't want to see Memphis. They don't deserve to be here. In the 8-9, they haven't played well. I know they had a tough injury to Jackson. How big was that first game, that first Friday, when they lost a heartbreaker in overtime to Portland? How big was that? They blew a 7-point lead late. Memphis is the 8 with a win and a Portland loss. Memphis is the 9 with a win. Win and they're in. Or losses by Phoenix and San Antonio. They play the Bucks at 1 o'clock. No freak. Milwaukee probably sits a lot of guys. So I'm still waiting on a number with some of these games. How about the Suns, which this is pointed out by Tim Reynolds and a couple people who cover the NBA. The Suns lost two close games to Portland, and I think another one against the Spurs, to Portland and one to Memphis, which really comes back with the tiebreaker standpoint, could come back to bite them. But in any event, great story. 7-0 straight up in ATS. They're the 8 with a win combined with a Memphis loss and a Portland loss. They're the 9 with a win combined with a Memphis loss or a Portland loss. They take on Dallas, also at 1 o'clock. Same time as Memphis. They already beat them 117-115. Dallas has nothing to play for. And then the Spurs, also a great story. Excellent job by Pop. Horrible luck for the Spurs because all these teams are ahead of them with tiebreakers and in the standings. Well, Portland plays the Nets. The Nets are locked in, have nothing to play for. Memphis plays Milwaukee. They're the 1 seed. Nothing to play for. Freak suspended. Phoenix plays Dallas. Nothing to play for. They're the 7. Locked in. Horrible luck for the Spurs. They're the 8 with a win. And then Memphis, Phoenix, and Portland lose. They're the 9 with a win. Plus two of the 3 teams have to lose. They play the Jazz, who are sitting a ton of guys, at 3:30 Pacific.
Yep. I mean, they're one of the best stories of the bubble, Paul. Go back. Man, they really blew that game against the 76ers.
Yes, they did.
How things would be sitting a little bit differently right now for all these teams.
Yeah, I know. I know. God.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the only reason why we're here is because Memphis blew that game against Portland right away. Yeah. Otherwise, the scenarios for Portland, would be.
God, are they going to go 2-6? They're going to go 2-6 and get in this thing. Imagine that. That's what a story. I mean, the Suns were at a 1% shot. Would you say 200-1 at some spots to get in this thing?
Some tickets that were out there, 200-1.
A 1% chance to get in before this started. So it's, like Pop said, though, it's something to build on for the future going into next season, both San Antonio and also Phoenix. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, Suns can be really, really good next year, next couple of years, whatever it is. But they are making you pay a tax today in that game because they have to have it. And they've had to have all these games, and they're covering anyway. This part of the show brought to you by, Paul is from the Indeed.com studio today. Find the high impact, hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact for more information. Jordan Sherwood, UFC next. I want to talk to him about the small octagon in the main event.